there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is KJ Live. Yeah! With Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry. Hey, hey! Now here's Chris Johnson.
You're now tuned in to KJ Live. Today's guest on the show was a UCLA All-American, responsible for one of the greatest shots in the history of that basketball program, also played in the NBA and overseas. We have none other than Mr. 4.8 himself. Tyus Edney is in the building. Tyus, how you doing, my man?
Chris, what's going on?
Oh, everything, man. It's March Madness. Our Bruins are in Philly. We're in Sweet 16. Let's talk about that, man. Are you excited? Are you excited at during this time of the year, especially for your team? I know that sounds like a dumb question, but I need to hear you say it, my brother.
You know this time of year as well as I do. It's like, oh, it's, you know, you get the, it's not yes, watching games. It's like, it's no better time of the year. You know it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like chills through my body, man. But when we watch our Bruins and just how they compete and the job that Mick Cronin has done, what do you think? What is it? I mean, the grit is what stands out the most for this team. You always feel like they have a shot no matter what. Speak a little bit about Coach Cronin and about this year's team.
They just, you know, they had a little bit of ups and downs. You know, it was different this year. They had the target on their back this year. Mm-hmm. Last year, they kind of, I think, snuck up on everyone. But this year, everybody knew, you know, they were all coming back. They were going to be good. And I think that, you know, the coach, the staff, the guys really stepped up this year and, you know, took on that challenge. And now they're back in the conversation. You know, they had a little drop, but As you can see, I feel like their health, whenever they're healthy, they're going to be in games. Like you said, like they just have a toughness about them, a grit. I think like Jaime is key for them in that. And obviously Tiger and, you know, those guys are just like the steady ones. And, you know, they're going to be there and they're going to be competing. Yeah, they're just fun to watch. I mean, I think everyone roots for them because they're never out of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, in a way.
Yeah. And they never stop fighting. It just, you know, no matter, you know, how many bad plays in a row happen, no matter how many missed shots we have or how much frustration that kind of takes you over as a fan watching, you always have a feeling in the back of your head, in the bottom of your heart, like, nah, I got to keep rocking with these guys because, you know, they've proven me wrong before. And you know, I will never not believe in this crew again. And I think that a lot of that has to do with Coach Cronin and his staff. I don't think they get enough credit for the attitude and the DNA that they've sort of replaced and put back into this culture. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of DNA. I mean, if you look at, you know, UCLA men's basketball on Twitter or IG, and they show pictures from practice, you will always see dudes with pads and, you know, everything turned up. And I've noticed that the whole year, Tyus, every single post, right? You see a post, it's dudes sweating. It's dudes getting beat up in the pants, trying to finish through contact. I'm like, man, Coach Cronin really got these dudes going. And he's really, I feel like he's a coach that coaches your team so that they peak in March. And despite having all these different ups and downs and weathering of storms and a lot of things that people don't even talk about was that thing that happened on the plane, bro. Like that whole plane situation and that scare that I read about. Bruh, I didn't even know about that till a couple of weeks ago that's what happened on that plane, bro.
Yeah, I actually found out later. Like I heard about it and I'm here in the office. So I heard they had like some plane issues. And then I talked to, you know, Doug Erickson and I really found out, like, man, that was like
frightening.
I mean, they were like,
bro,
ready to call the relatives. And I mean, it was
bro. Bro, like, that is
frightening. Scary. That's scary.
And to keep these guys, you know, together and to keep everybody, you know, spirits up and on the same page, despite the injuries and things going on, you know, the situation with Mac and Arizona. I mean, it's just all kind of stuff, man. And to be right here, it's a very, very exciting time. I cannot wait to watch them play. But I got to talk about one of the most exciting times of my entire basketball career, possibly of my life outside of my children. Mm-hmm. Obviously, was that day against Missouri. We're in the Sweet 16 or the round of 32, second round.
Yeah, 32.
4.8 seconds to go. We're down one. I mean, I'm thinking about the game. Paul O'Lenny, he's got 23. He's giving whoever was on him buckets. I'm not going to say I don't know who was on him, but he had somebody ate 23 that day. So we were in a tough position. Tyus, will you please take us through 4.8, take us through what your thought process was from the moment Coach Herrick drew up the play.
You remember it was, we got outplayed, man. We were like, I was getting torched by Sunderland. Like you said, O'Lenny was torched. I was like, man, these dudes don't miss. Remember? Like, it's like, when are they going to start missing? You know?
Exactly.
That was usually that point in the game where we would kind of take over. And then, you know, you'd be like, all right, we got this. That wasn't coming. I remember that last little dump down layup they got. That walk back, you know, you could even say what you were thinking about, like, man, wait a minute. I know you were probably looking at the scoreboard like, is that right? Is that score right?
Do you really want to know what I was thinking? Do you want to hear what I was thinking, Ty?
Absolutely. I'm going to ask you a question.
Bro. So this is sad. And this is going to sound like I was completely a horrible teammate and that I was not believing in us. But this was at the time. So I was trying to find a silver lining. So the whole time after they hit that last layup, it kind of hit me, Bob Myers and Kevin Dempsey, that this was probably going to be it. It was just too far away. So we're thinking about life after losing this game. Now we had already planned to go to Cabo San Lucas. All right. Cause we didn't feel like we were going to make it. I'm just telling you guys, I know no one knows this, but we had already said, you know what? I think we bought tickets. I think dudes bought tickets.
I think it was that bad. I was like, we're like, no, this isn't gonna happen. So we were like, I might have looked at Dempsey like, well, like they gave him the look like, well, Cabo. You know, when he made the shot. So then something in the basketball.
Of course, y'all were thinking that.
Well, Dempsey was influencing me, and Bob, they're influencing me. I'm a champion. And, you know, I was coming off the Crenshaw thing. So I was kind of falling into that because I was salty because I hadn't been playing. So I was being wrongly, negatively influenced by Bob Myers and Kevin Dempsey. I wasn't being a great teammate. I should have believed in you to the very end. And I pulled away. And I think this is what happened. I pulled away. I said, I'm not listening to you guys anymore. Stop making light of this situation, and I put on my towels, dog, and I said, I'm putting all my energy in the Tyus right now. I said, Tyus putting on the towel. Hey, that worked, the towels. Bro. Bro, that worked, bro. So that's what I was thinking. So Tyus,
the power
that's
what of the towels.
But Russ, that's what I was thinking as you guys were walking to the bench.
Hey, that was a long walk back to that huddle, man. It was like, man, and you know, Ed, yeah, I don't know if you remember, Ed was already in my ear on the way back, but you know, Ed started doing this.
Oh yeah. hitting his chest.
Hey, come on, give me the ball.
Oh, please, give me that thing.
Coach just drew it up, man. He just like, Ty, you get it. But right before I went out, he came, he was like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I want you to shoot the ball. And you know, my mind is like, yeah, okay, whatever. Coach, like, all right. I'll find Ed. I'll get it to Ed. Because that's what we did all year, right? It was like the game would get tight. And we'd be like, all right, where's Ed?
Get it to Ed. Find Ed.
Romar, coach, and be like, hey, just throw it to Ed. We'll be all right. I was like, all right, I got to find Ed.
Yep.
Man, and so I don't know, man. The you know, Cam. Well, you know, Cam's point guard, too. So we just playing together and just being in sync all year. And he gave me the perfect pass, like on the run. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Led you on the outlets.
Led me. So I knew, you know, that was the thing. Like, my mind was like, I can't get stopped. Like, nobody can stop me or slow me down. So that's all. That was my option number one, was just get that thing to the other side of the court as fast as I can. And then, you know, maybe a quick pass for a shot, or, you know, find Ed somewhere. I don't know, you know. So,
Tyus, in a moment like that, are you thinking about, like, as you get the ball, are you thinking about, as a high level athlete, are you thinking about just what's in front of you? Or was there ever a split second that you might have replayed a situation and had a muscle memory moment? Tell me the answer to that.
It was at that point. I mean, you're not even really thinking, you know, you remember we used to do that drill with that 3 second where he'd make us go full court. Mm-hmm. You remember like just in the end or free throw line or layup or whatever. And so, you know, like I always took, like, you know, in your mind, you got enough time. Like, as long, it's like, basically that was no defense when we did that. So you knew you had enough time to get down there as long as, you know, like you said, I didn't get stopped. So that's all I was thinking. I'm like, man, I can't let these dudes like trap me, or, you know. So at that point, it's pure instinct. It's just like, I got one goal. I got to get this thing down the floor. And that's it. That was on my mind. And as I was coming down, you know, instinct takes over because you're just surveying the situation, quick reads. You know, I noticed the they were like funneling me kind of to the sideline, and my instinct was like, I gotta, you know, I always like to get middle and get to my right to the strong hand. So
it's not hard.
When I noticed when I went behind my back, then their momentum just kind of, they weren't expecting that. And so that's when it kind of opened up. It was like, shoot, I got a lane to the basket. So
but the finish. It was the high degree of difficulty. You had to, hey, yeah, yeah, you know, shaky up and down, hey, and then kind of hook shot it. How did you develop that finish, bro? What's the story behind that?
So a little story, sometime I'll tell it, but I'll try to be quick. We put in our driveway in Long Beach, we had a little basket. It was like those old school baskets. It'd be on a pole. And then this one actually was a little wood and it was kind of a real rim, but it was very small. And so we had a hook and we would hook it on our garage and it would call it little hoop. So we would play in the driveway me, my brothers, my buddies, like we would have like real games where we'd be fighting, we'd be getting hurt.
Competitive.
I mean, out there for 2-3 hours just going at it, you know. And the only rule was you couldn't like jump and dunk over anybody because it would break the it was like a rain catch. We'd hold it, put it on the rain catch, so it would break that, and then we'd be done. We wouldn't be able to play anymore. The only rule was you couldn't jump and like dunk over anybody on the little rim, or else the whole thing. You could dunk if you were in front of somebody, but not over.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet, rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So what we all did is like we learned how to like get shots off with like people just standing with their arms up. Cause you know, if you put your arms up, they're higher than the rim. Right,
yeah.
You gotta figure out how to get little hooks.
And wow.
That's why I had a little Stoney post game. You know,
you had a nice post game, man.
Stoney post game. You know? Nice.
Your finishes were uncanny, man. I always wondered about that, man. That's amazing. Me and Josiah, we grew up doing that with the Nerf hoop.
Yeah, Nerf too. Yeah, that's
but inside in the living room. Yeah. So we had like a whole little strip of carpet where we could, you know, between some furniture where we was going one on one between the couches on the Nerf hoop. That's why me and Joe always had those little close quarter jabs because we were jabbing against the carpet table, but we had a couch that we couldn't go past. So the game was short. If you notice, Ty, I was
short.
It was because the couch was right there, bro. I couldn't go there.
Yeah. We had a dresser in the room. We had a dress we had to get
exactly,
but
that matters.
Yeah, so you develop all that. It's weird that you go back to that, but like I'm a couple times, you know, my dad, he was when we get hurt because we were always in AAU, we were always playing, so we would get hurt out there, and I come in twisted ankle, or sometimes my brother be talking trash, and then I get pissed, and my brother's 2 years older, so then I'll be trying to go in the house, like, oh man, I'm not playing with him no more. My dad would be like, go back out there. He never let me go, like, go in. I'd be like so bad. So then I go out and just, it'd be like a fight then, you know, brothers.
Oh yeah, I do.
But you know, it just like that, he started noticing in the games like we were doing, cause he'd watch us sometime. He started noticing that we would do those moves in the game. And he was like, wait, this little thing is kind of translating. So he kind of started leaving us alone when we'd be out there. Yeah. He'd kind of just be like, oh, y'all are good. Because he said he saw it was translating, just like absolutely. You said with Nerf and
all
those little jabs and that stuff. You know, but it's a trip how that stuff kind of translates.
Facts. It's all facts. And it all mattered. And possibly one of the biggest shots of your career at that time.
Yeah.
and listen to this. You and Ed combined, you guys talking about Sutherland was busting me. You and Ed combined for 39, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, a block, 5 for 10 from the 3. Give me a break, dog. Okay, super senior stepping up. Okay, let's go. Russ.
Somebody like gave me the stats of that game, and I was like, I didn't even, that was the first time I really heard of. I never even looked at it.
I didn't either.
That's it.
Today was the first time I looked at him. Because I was like, let me see what's going on. I knew I remembered, but let me see who was busting our ass on the other end. If an old Finley or whatever, old Finney, old Liddy. Hey, we ended up winning the championship. But I feel like when you hurt your wrist, and that was against, was it the game before Arizona State?
Yeah.
So it was against UConn, or was it against Arizona? I mean, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
So, okay. You hurt your wrist. Now, was it broken or was it severely sprained? Because I don't even remember, dude. I just know you could play.
Oh, man. It was so like my ligaments it's almost like stretching.
Yeah, ligaments.
So it's almost kind of worse than a break even. Like,
that's what they say, yeah.
Heel. But yeah, and you know, at the time when I felt it, I've heard it, I fell against the backstop and the floor, and it just kind of like jammed into the, and you know, you know how it is in a game, you feel it, but you're just like, man, we got to win this game. So I remember after that game, it was like, that's when it was, man, I was like worried because I said, this is really bad. And it just started locking up and it got tight. And then we tried everything, even in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I do.
But just yeah.
But shout out to Cameron Dollar. I think he doesn't get enough credit for his role of coming in and no turnovers with 10 assists, but just
pushing that pace, not being afraid of Arkansas's guards and 40 minutes of hell and or heck or whatever they tried to call it. It was like, oh, Tyus is out. Oh, we got him now. It was, and then Dollar's like, no, we got another thing coming. Because the way, but Russ, it wasn't so much about the stats. It was his attitude out there. It was his leadership. Yeah. He's bringing us together. We finally getting in the huddles. Yeah. Remember how long it took us to start getting in the huddles? Now we're getting in the huddles all the time, you know, from Jump Street. And those are the stuff I'm sitting on the bench and I'm just, I get this from my dad. You just watch for like a bunch of other little shit that you think is going to really matter in the big scheme. So I'm seeing this early on and I'm just like, oh man, I'm feeling that feeling and feeling good. Just talk about though, I wonder, did you have a conversation with Dollar? Did y'all talk about anything? Did you tell him like, hey man, I can't go tomorrow or something or anything like that? Or did he fly and come in blind? Let me know now, bro.
Hey, you know, Cav, man. So before the game, I don't know if you remember in the locker room when I was trying everything to get my wrist together and it was like, it was not working. And I knew that. So I went over to Cam. This might be like 5 minutes before we went out to warm up. And I went over to Cam. I was like, Cam, hey, be ready, man. Be ready. I was like, I can't go. I was like, I don't know if I can, you know, so just be ready. I'm going to try it, but be ready. And he kind of looked at me. He was like, yeah, whatever. Like,
you playing.
Like, you know, Cam, like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah. So he didn't believe me all the way until I took myself out of the game because I was a mess out there. I couldn't do anything. And I don't know if you remember that. I did like a minute and a half and I remember with one hand.
Yeah, it was.
And so I think actually the best thing this is kind of one thing. I think Cam maybe had like one turnover, but it was right when he got in. Like,
yeah, the first one.
Yeah. And like, I think he turned it over. And do you remember? I don't know if you remember, but Arkansas was like, they just knew they won right there.
Oh, they was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but they don't know how tough Cam was. Like, Cam was like, oh, wait, what? Y'all,
Exactly.
Yeah. If you didn't know, now you're going to know. So Cam started going to work, man. And, you know, Cam was doing it all year.
He was a great
point guard, man. He dimed, he led. I mean, he was tough defensively. I think he took that personal, honestly, that they thought it was a wrap.
I think so, man. And I think also, though, that everybody else, you were such a security blanket for our squad the entire season that when you went down, it forced everyone else to step up, whether they're ready or not. And so you saw dudes, and think about this. You go down in the championship game, you got Toby reversing, JR coming out being solid, Charles banging. I mean, just think about how turned up and overcompensated everybody's level had to get, knowing that Tyus Edney was not going to be there. And you saw it. That's why I think it had a lot. So you were affecting the game, bro, by not even being there. Dudes knew. No, I'm telling you, think about how we played, man. We played a
perfect game. Oh, man, we were unbelievable.
We played a perfect basketball game, and I always thank you, Ed, George, for the senior leadership, for being those staples, those solid pillars for us to look up to, role models for us to follow the entire season and beyond, man. I always appreciated you guys, the way you treated us as freshmen and all that, man. That was a beautiful thing. Let me ask you this. Why do you think that team in particular was so special? UCLA has 11 national championships, 10 under John Wooden, our championship. They've been to six Final Fours since, have not closed the deal. What made 1995 so different?
You know, I think, and you can speak to this too. I don't want this to sound like a bias or anything, but we were heavily LA kids for one. We all kind of grew up playing with each other, against each other. You know what I mean? So
facts.
We all knew each other even before we hit UCLA. And so I think that our closeness as a team, how we got along, just all the everything, the ups, the downs, the funny stuff. Like, I think the energy you guys brought in that was huge for us, that kind of just took our level, you know, up just all that, I think. And I think we all genuinely liked playing together and playing for each other and enjoying each other's successes. You know, that's to me, that, and you know, I know it's the John Wooden quote. It's amazing what, remember Coach Harris used to say, it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares and gets some credit. But that was that team for me. That was like the definition of that team. It was like, we I feel like we all like beating up on people. We beat up on each other, but then we love beating up on people. You know what I mean? And that team, like, we used to love beat people on the road. Remember, we used to almost get more hype on the road when, I mean, just that type of like, just killer instinct, that toughness, that togetherness, that, you know, all those things, I think, is kind of what just would put us got us over the hump, you know, really, in a lot of games. And like you said, obviously everybody's talented, and just like in the final game, everybody had the ability to like raise their level when they needed to, you know? Mm-hmm. So, that just made that team special. I mean, we were big, we had size, we had athleticism, we had, you know, everybody could have played. You could have played. Oh, I mean, you did play, I'm saying, but like, you know, if you had to insert, if Charles would have went down and you inserted, you would have jumped right in and been ready. You know what I mean? Facts. Right?
Facts.
Those it would have been ready for you, though. They would
have been ready. Oh, no, they weren't ready for the jab fake, the up, up.
Nah, they would have. You would have been like, wait, what is this?
Nah, man, but you make a great point, man. And I also think that I think the support that we had, like, I'm not typically a big, oh, the fans and this and that type of guy, but I just really felt like because the fans had went through such a long drought of a championship, coupled with the fact that you have this different generation of LA fans that, you know, your era of fans that were rocking with y'all that met our era of fans that are rocking with us. So then that becomes a beautiful thing in LA when you got a small city like that and you got different generations. It just becomes sick because you start seeing different combinations of fans in the stands, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that stuff inspires you, man. When you walk out at the shoot around before the game at the Pauley Pavilion, man, and you're looking at all these people, man, and there's just, and it's nothing but love, and you feel that buzz in the air, like we feel like you're about to win something that year. It's just a magical, magical moment. It's a magical feeling. It was a magical time, man. And man, I really hope we can get back and repeat it because I just want this generation to experience that. Now, they're going to have it in their own kind of way, if you will, but I want this city to feel like what it felt like when we won the championship again.
Yeah.
I want them to feel.
I agree. I mean, I think we had a little this year. I think we had a little, you know, just,
oh yeah,
like, you know, when we're not in the conversation, like we, you know, we come out and even going to the SC game where we had the 72 guys back, we had, Ed was supposed to come back. Unfortunately couldn't, but like, just the energy in the building reminded me of that time, of our, like in our time where I was like, okay, this is, you can feel it. You feel the buzz. The students are outside. Everybody, you know, it's a packed house. It's like, you know, it was a rival. We owed them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
the old heads back, you know, all, everything, you know, the champs were back in the building.
Absolutely.
It was that. You know, I felt that game, that, like, that energy you're talking about. You just, it's something special.
Definitely. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on today, man. I know you'll be rooting our Bruins along. Are you headed out to Philly?
No, not to Philly.
Okay. So if they take care of business, you will be in the.
Yeah, other I'm not room. Saying I'm not jinxing it.
You know? I ain't gonna say it either.
We gotta do another live.
Back that for the record. Well, hey, Tyus, thank you so much, man, for revisiting your incredible March Madness moment here on KJ Live, ladies and gentlemen. Tyus Edney.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.